Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
To the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
If you are wondering where to play golf this Easter weekend or sometime in the future, I have a great place for you. Wednesday, we traveled east to Lufkin to check out the newly renovated golf course at Crown Colony Country Club. It's semi-private, so it's open to the public, and it's 750 acres of just pure beauty. It's 6,600 yards, par 72, but the whole course is tree-lined, and it's a thinker's golf course, especially with the fairly small, very pure greens, which we'll talk about with Ben Burns here in a few minutes. It's really spectacular. It's not one of these wide-open golf courses where you're just looking at miles of terrain. Crown Colony is woven in the piney woods of East Texas, and it's really an amazing time. Bruce Devlin designed it in 1979, and it's been a great success ever since. As we heard from Charlie earlier in the show, this was one of the best golf courses in Texas, and Trey Kemp and John Colligan are the two that have come in here and finished up a restoration project at Crown Colony, and they did a great job. The turf conditions are A+. The greens were rolling perfectly. A lot of courses are struggling this time of the year, having to punch and aerate the greens, but, not Crown Colony. The greens are absolutely perfect right now. If you're wondering where you should play your golf this Easter weekend, I absolutely recommend heading to Crown Colony there in Lufkin. And for more on that, we go to the guest line and welcome in Ben Burns, who is the director of golf at Crown Colony and has been for 18 years. Ben, thanks for taking some time on this busy Easter weekend. Really enjoyed the golf course on Tuesday. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you coming in and playing. You got a nice swing.
I appreciate that, Ben. And, before we get into the golf course, you've been at Crown Colony since 2007, and you're on with Charlie Epps here as well. He's enjoyed the golf course for a very long time. What's been your journey at such a beautiful property there in Lufkin?
Wow. That goes way back. As most golf professionals will say, COVID really did us good. In fact, I would say it was very instrumental in helping us do a reconstruction of the golf course. I tell people and members all the time, I was praying for a revitalization of the golf industry, and along came COVID, and who would ever have thought that God would use that to make Crown Colony great again. And I've got a really good membership here. They love the place. I would say there are traditions of families over the years. So the journey's been awesome. I was very fortunate in being brought here. I was in the Dallas area for the rest of my career, which was now 42 years. So, it's been a great journey. It's awesome.
Charlie Epps here. Congratulations on redoing the joy of a golf course, and that's what I really always enjoyed, going up to the Piney Woods and playing Bruce Devlin's golf course. I mean, the piece of land that people gave him to make a golf course is just second to none. And now you got it redone, and is it a totally private, or can the public come and play?
It's semi-private. We actually do quite a few stay-and-play packages. We have 13 villas here that will take care of two people, two queen-size beds. They originally actually were built by Temple Inland, which Arthur Temple was very instrumental in building this place. And he was doing business with guys from all over the country, flying them into the Angelina Airport. And so in that, after when I came in, Arthur had passed away. And with the club itself, the members were taking over running it. And we got those 13 villas and started doing stay-and-play packages. So we do, and it can be weekday or weekend, but we can do up to 32 players for a three-day period. Well, you can do longer than that, but most people do a three-day, two-night package. And absolutely love it because it's kind of a country club away from home. You get to park your car here, have you a good time. The whole clubhouse is your party area. So the guys can come here, have fun, not worry about getting into trouble. And it works out really nicely. So to answer your question, we are semi-private. We have a nice membership, but the out-of-town play kind of works around that really well. I mean, we do groups that do 36 holes a day. So it's, you know, if you're crazy enough to do that for 3 days, come on down.
Well, that's terrific. The website that people can go to, what is that? Where you can...
It's crown-colony.com. So it's like a hyphen in between the crown and the colony. Pretty easy to get to, and it's got all of the information for stay and plays and contacting me. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, once again, Ben Burns, the director of golf at Crown Colony, joins us here on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Ben, the two architects that restored Crown Colony, Trey Kemp and John Colligan, they've done great work at other courses like Brackenridge Park in San Antonio and Texas Rangers in Arlington, where they'll host the Veritex Bank Championship here in a couple weeks. They obviously did a great job with Crown Colony, but what was your overall experience with them between April and November of 24, and what are some of the things you wanted to see them accomplish?
You know what, we as a membership, people working there, we were trying to maintain the character of Crown Colony. It sounds crazy, but I go all over the country, and people, when they see my Crown Colony logo, automatically talk about it. You know, we were number one in the state for a lot of years. I was at Pebble Beach. This is the craziest story ever. Playing with a buddy of mine who was playing in the Club Pro Championship. I caddied for him, and I'm on the driving range hitting balls, and this guy from behind me goes, "Hey, aren't you the director of golf at Crown Colony?" I went, "Yeah." He goes, "My favorite course in the world." And I'm kind of looking at him going, "Dude, we're standing at Pebble Beach."
That's a great story.
And he goes, "I don't care." He goes, "I got one of your hats back in my hotel room right now. We come down there every year and play the stay and play package." So, it's just a phenomenal piece of property. And in doing that, we wanted to maintain the character. We weren't trying to totally change it. It's I would say today's standards, it's unusual because it is only 6,600 yards, and everybody can't, the big hitters come in here and think, "I'm going to come tear that place up." And we always tell them, "Hey, go ahead, have you some fun, but let me know how you do when you come in." They always come in, they go, "Holy smokes, this is the hardest short course I've ever played." But the fascinating thing is you would think you're going to lose a million balls, and you don't. It's just got really nice character. The greens are relatively small, but it's just fun to play. I was concerned coming in originally when I got here that we were going to have issues with slow play, but we really don't. It moves along very nicely, and people love it. I've got guys that have been coming back here for 20 years.
You know, Bruce Devlin and Von Hagee made a great team, and they made a lot of good courses worldwide. I've played one of their golf courses in Buenos Aires, Argentina. They built a great golf course down there. And then last year, I believe, where they played the Olympics in Paris, They played a Von Hagee, Bruce Devlin golf course.
Yeah, La National.
National. So, well, that's great. It sounds like you're having a good time up there.
Yes, sir.
How's the food?
It's awesome.
What's the specialty of the house?
You know what? They've got a little bit of everything, and I'm more of a basic eater, so they've got this ABC Crunchwrap right now that is just phenomenal. But they do everything from steaks to, you know, shrimp, whatever you want. We've got a really nice crew that does great food.
Yeah, well, that's really great. Do you still have the Devlin Cup?
No, sir, but we still do the Temple Cup.
Oh, the Temple Cup, okay.
Yes, sir, and it's now a senior event. So since the place opened almost, we've had some kind of Temple Cup. It's a two-person competition. If you're 55 and above and would like to bring a partner, it is straight-up golf. There's no handicap. So if you're interested in playing, we're getting pretty full, but it's coming up in May. And if you're one of those guys that likes to compete and got a partner, bring them on.
Well, they can just go to the website and get the information?
Yes, sir. That's correct. It will be there.
Yeah, and Ben, we really appreciate you taking some time this morning. We're out of time in this break, but we really appreciate it. Charlie and I are going to come out and see you here in the next couple weeks. And
love that.
And congratulations on all the success. This is really a world-class golf course. And
thank you.
And this redesign by Trey Kemp and John Colligan, you can really just – I mean, as you just said, greens are in great shape. The turf conditions and the fairway are just A+. So congratulations, Ben. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you for having me on.
We'll be up there to have some fun with you. And remember, I'm 80 years old, so I want the front teeth. you can't make a course short enough for my action. So
we got family teeth. Bring it on.
Okay. We'll put Charlie off the dogwoods, Ben.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Ben.
And for those still looking for a tee time, you know, this weekend, it's Easter weekend. You know, get out to the golf course with the family, head up 59 North and get off at Champions Drive and get an 18 at Crown Colony. Just an excellent design, as you just heard from their director of golf, Ben Burns. We've got to take a quick break. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.